This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Egypt has agreed to send aid trucks through an Israeli crossing to Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia explains.
It's unclear if they will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah. The UN and other aid agencies say that Israel's offensive in Rafah has made the entry of food and other supplies difficult. The International Court of Justice ordered Israel to halt their plans, though they are unlikely to comply. Meanwhile, Israel's army said that they've recovered the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7 from Gaza. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials, trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Police and protesters clashed in Israel over hostages. Details from VOA's Alexis Strobe.
Scuffles between Israeli police and protesters have erupted in Tel Aviv after thousands gather to demonstrate against the government and demand that it bring back the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Some of the protesters carried photos of the female soldiers who appeared in a video earlier in the week, showing them soon after they were abducted during the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
And meanwhile, Burkina Faso, the military junta ruling Burkina Faso, has announced a five-year extension to its transition term after national consultations in the capital. On Saturday, civil society representatives, the security and defense forces, lawmakers, and a transitional assembly participated in a conference to discuss a path to civilian rule. The president of the transitional government seized power in September of 2022, accusing the elected government of failing to end Burkina Faso's security challenges. The West African country has been ravaged by growing attacks by Muslim extremists linked to Al-Qaeda. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that Ukrainian forces have secured combat control of areas where Russian troops entered Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region earlier in the month. Zelensky's comments on Friday appeared to be at odds with those made by Russian officials. Russian state news agency TASS reported that a member of Russia's lower house of parliament said that Russian forces now controlled more than half of Avshansk. The town is about 3 miles or 5 kilometers inside the border. Russia's Kharkiv's push appears to be a coordinated new offensive that includes testing Ukrainian defenses in the Donetsk region further south. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa promised on Saturday to do more on issues including jobs and state welfare as he campaigned for elections next week that polls suggest could loosen the African National Congress's 30-year grip on power.
Our people everywhere have reminded us of how we have walked this journey together in the last 30 years to build South Africa.
Political parties are holding rallies in the final weekend before the national and provincial elections, which Ramaphosa called one of the most important in the country's history. If poll predictions prove accurate, the ANC could win less than 50% of the vote, meaning it would have to seek one or more coalition partners for the first time since coming to power 30 years ago under the leadership of liberation hero Nelson Mandela at the end of apartheid. Prosecutors in a classified documents case against Donald Trump are pushing to curtail potentially threatening comments by the former president. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against Donald Trump to bar the former president from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. The request follows false claims earlier in the week by Trump. He said FBI agents who searched his home in August 2022 were authorized to shoot him and were locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. Prosecutors say agents operated under routine search policy, did not use force, and that the search was conducted in coordination with the Secret Service while he was away. Norman Hall, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.